Self-selection is the wild card in almost any customer-focused behavioral analysis. Heck, self-selection is the wild card in almost any human-focused behavioral analysis. When we study people's behavior, there's a tendency to assume that differences in outcome are driven by differences in what we did. If store A is more successful than store B, there's a natural tendency to think that it's because store A is better than store B. Often, that's just not true. Store A may be outperforming store B because of the population of shoppers it gets. When I was doing digital analytics, I used to tell my clients this true story about working with a major brokerage client. Over the course of a little over 2 years, they redesigned their website 3 times. Each time was a complete overhaul. Each time, everyone believed the resulting site was dramatically better. But from a measurement perspective, the key conversion rates in the site never moved in a significant fashion. Not better, not worse. The truth was that most people who converted fully intended to convert when they arrived on the site. They'd already decided to set up an account. And unless the site made that very difficult indeed, they were going to do it. The site was an account setup tool, not a marketing vehicle. At the vast majority of stores, a significant percentage of buyers show up at your store fully intending to buy something. The job of the store in these cases is twofold. The first job is not to get in the way of shopper intent, and the second is to get that shopper to buy more if possible. This long lead-in is designed to explain why, in my last post, I said that sales per opportunity was powerful but needed context. Because if you're trying to figure out store layout, understanding shopper intent is vitally important. If 90% of the buyers of a product showed up at the store with an intent to buy a specific product, its conversion per opportunity is going to be fantastic, but the location and merchandising of that product may not make much difference. On the other hand, if 90% of a product's sales are driven by spontaneous purchasers, where that product goes and how it's merchandised is going to have a dramatic effect on sales and on its conversion per opportunity. None of this is news to retailers. Figuring out end caps and what goes by the cash wrap have always been based on the recognition that store layout is driven by self-selection issues. So here's the measurement point. It's possible to mine behavior to understand how much of a product's conversion per opportunity is driven by self-selection and how much is driven by the store. And this measurement is powerful context for understanding conversion per opportunity. It's a measurement of the degree to which a product's sales are dependent or independent of its placement in the store. And that degree of dependence or independence is critical to understanding what you're looking at when you look at conversion per opportunity. And in my next minute, I'll explain how you actually measure dependence, because unlike most behavioral metrics, it's decidedly not obvious. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.